Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
It's race day. Fame Game still the favourite. But a shift in sentiment to another foreigner, trip to Paris, ahead of today's running of the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, Fran, they lined up all the jockeys yesterday and asked them who they thought would win the Melbourne Cup, and the majority went for Fame Game. But out there among the other cognoscenti, or maybe it's just out among the great unwashed, there's this fair bit of support for the Ed Dunlop Neddy trip to Paris. Finished second, the gelding, in the Caulfield Cup, and has some good form running in England. Of course, Fame Game was sixth in the Caulfield Cup, and that was just considered a bit of a light training run by many. And as Helen Thomas said earlier, is regarded as a much better horse over the longer distance. 3,200 metres, no problems, even 3,400 metres. And look, you know, this is the great race. You know, it doesn't always stop the nation, but we take a lot of interest in it. Trip to Paris is a story of himself in a sport where, you know, six and seven figures sums are tossed around like confetti. Cost just £20. So
what?
£20. That's how much? £20,000. Sorry,
yeah.
I missed a few zeros.
£20. Still £20,000.
Yeah, £20,000 is not a lot in the world of thoroughbred horse racing in England and Newmarket and those sorts of places. So, wins the Melbourne Cup, a bit of a radish to riches story there.
Yeah.
Look, trip to Paris is here. This is the ultimate bridesmaid story. Red Cadeau, three times the runner-up at 10 years of age by Australian measure. Trying to finally win it. I don't think that's going to be the case. History says 10-year-olds just don't win the Melbourne Cup. Now, there's lots of sentiment around too at the moment. Of course, this is the first Melbourne Cup in living memory without JB Cummings attending. He'll be there in spirit, no doubt about that. And it's the last Melbourne Cup for a bloke who's a bit of a legend among the hoops, Jim Cassidy.
He rode the his pumper. First...
The pumper. That's right. Rode his first Melbourne Cup in 1982, and he thought, next year, how easy is this? He's won his first one on Kiwi. He's won only one since, and his Neddy today is Grand Marshal, the third of Chris Waller's runners, the least favoured of those runners, too, it must be said, behind Preferment, who is the most favoured among the local horses in this race, and also who shot the barman.
Mm.
And it's interesting, Chris Waller says he's that Jim. It's an honour for him to have Jim Cassidy on one of his horses. He used to be one of his poster boys when he was just a young trainer.
Terrific.
Trying out.
I'll get your tips a little later in the program. Just briefly, in other sport in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers' decision to put Jarrod Hayne up for trade has blown up in their face a bit.
It has, Fran. All these running backs that they preferred over Jarrod Hayne have gone down injured. So now what's happening in America is there's this waiver window where Jarrod Hayne can be picked up by any other club, any of the other 30-odd clubs in the NFL. I would think right now that the San Francisco 49ers are hoping, like Billy-O, that that doesn't happen, because they're just they need him. It's just so funny. You get the feeling that the San Francisco 49ers are not a very well-run club at the moment. As someone said yesterday, it might even be better for Jarrod Hayne to be out of it. But at the moment, I guess he'll take whatever he can get, and we'll know in a few hours' time, Fran.
All right, terrific, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you.
Warwick Hatfield.